Welcome to After Party, the podcast, a high vibrational exploration of life beyond alcohol. I'm your host, Christina Margaret, a holistic coach and spiritual badass, here to take you on a ride through the highs and lows of sobriety. Settle in, get ready, and let's enjoy the ride. Hello, and welcome to After Party, the podcast. I'm your host, Christina Margaret, and this is the first official episode of After Party, the podcast. I'm so happy to be here, and I really am holding this intention to share with you all things sobriety and recovery from a life beyond alcohol in my episodes here. So for the first episode of After Party, I wanted to share with you a bit about my own journey into recovery and my perspective of recovery outside of the 12 steps. I just recently celebrated 3 years of sobriety. I did so by hosting a witch's ball with some close friends, which was a very good time. We were all just there as our authentic sloppy selves with no substances to assist us, and everyone woke up hangover free the next day, which is really the biggest celebration of all. So if you were there and you're listening, thank you for joining me, and I hope you had a great time. We, of course, enjoyed some incredible food, took witchy photos, listened to a private sound bath, and drank some delicious mocktails. So this is my second go at sobriety. I was sober in 2014 for about 2.5 years, in which I relapsed back into my old coping mechanisms and behaviors after basically my life became unmanageable from my current level of awareness. And I also thought I had changed my relationship with alcohol and cocaine, which was, you know, may have been very well true, but the problem was alcohol and cocaine had not changed their relationship with me, nor had my trauma been addressed or healed. It currently isn't completely healed, of course, but it's being managed, accepted, and honored daily at this time of my life. So when I decided to break up with these vices again in late 2019, I was ready to lead a life that had some purpose. I had been on a quest doing some deep inner healing, and drugs and alcohol were just not matching up to the life that was really inspiring to me and that I was inspired to live. I had been studying Ayurveda for a year and going deeper into spirituality and studying under some incredibly powerful and spiritually connected women. And one thing all of these women had in common was that they were sober. My world was kind of cracking open in front of me. These women inspired me to dig deeper. And I knew I had to dig into the roots of my trauma. That was what kept me back into numbing out and living an active addiction. So I had to work on why I didn't feel worthy enough to treat myself with love and respect that I deserved. I've never hit rock bottom. I would say I've hit several. I have blacked out, been raped, beaten, walked home in the rain at 3 a.m. down dark roads, left my morals behind on several occasions, let my kids down as a mother, let my parents down, my partner, my pets, my bosses. But the person, of course, I've been letting down the most is myself. There is no rock bottom. The only rock bottom is death, because none of us really want to die. We just want to escape the pain that is so raw and real inside of us that we will compromise anything we can not to face it. The roads to recovery are not the same for everyone, and the 12 steps has been the most well-known path to take when you're getting sober. AA, the only way, but that has not been the truth for me. I have never resonated with the 12 steps, and my path to recovery has not been straight. I started smoking at age 12, using alcohol and weed by 13. 14, I was mixing mushrooms and acid. By 15, cocaine. Meth at 17. Then back to alcohol and cocaine. Then back to meth at 20. Then back to alcohol and cocaine until I was 33, and then again at 39. So none of this even seemed to be a big deal to me. I never blinked an eye at anyone who used drugs or alcohol because everyone around me did. And I didn't think I was as fucked up as I actually was because there was always someone worse. And partying hard is really glamorized. Being a hardcore partier is like a badge of honor in a lot of ways that made me feel stronger. I felt good about how much I could drink. Felt good that I could stay up all night and party, that I could snort a lot of coke. I felt good about being wild in that sense. And that was the only wild that I was really attached to. I wasn't attached to the wild in my feminine that was actually yearning to come out, that was actually needing to be freed. So even though there's a bit of a timeline there, there were times in my life that I was just smoking weed or just doing drugs or just drinking, or there were also times when I was just sober, like when I had my sons. I did not drink alcohol. I did not use drugs, though it was particularly hard not to drink because it's such a social activity. I also breastfed both of my boys, and I waited a good few months until I had a drink when they were born. Then, of course, if I did go out, then I would use the old pump and dump method, which is just ridiculous. So, but I always had that need to go out. I had that need to, like, want to binge. And that was, you know, I could hold it together for even a few months. But then my behaviors would start to change. They would start to show up. And I would, like, need that outlet, that release. And alcohol and drugs were the thing that gave me that. So I think we know that addiction doesn't really have to look like really fucked up. Addiction doesn't have to be obvious. And I think that that's something a lot of people don't understand. Drinking and partying is just so acceptable. We think it has to look a certain way for us to need or want to stop it. And it doesn't. Addiction has no one particular face. It is every face. So back to recovery and the 12 steps now. I don't want to piss people off on the first episode of the podcast, but I can't live there. So the 12 steps, it's not for everyone. It's not the only way of recovery. The 12 steps does not resonate to me, as I mentioned. The few times that I have been to a meeting or read the steps, I actually felt worse about who I was rather than better. And I'd already spent the majority of my life not liking who I was, hence why I have been so self-destructive. And I didn't need anything else in society to tell me how powerless I am as a woman living in a patriarch. The 12 steps were created by white men in the Protestant church. It was created by men for men. So not strange that it has never appealed to me. And it hasn't really evolved. I mean, it may be evolving more now, you know, and it's like 80 or 90 years that it's been around. It stayed true to its format. There's been no evolution. I felt like I was being dragged into the parts of me that wanted to stay victimized in my shame in a meeting. The feeling of feeling bad about my choices while like sitting in this cold basement, drinking coffee and wanting to chain smoke because I believed I am stuck with a disease for the rest of my life. And that's just not where I want to live in my sobriety. And this is why, for me, a life beyond alcohol is about becoming empowered by embracing the shadow self and helping those parts of me thrive. I know so many women feel this way. The shadows of shame are usually huge in addiction. And like all of our shadows, they deserve light. And that is how I've approached my recovery and my healing. Part of my intention for creating this new podcast is to inspire other women who do not feel called to be a part of the 12 steps. And like I said, there are many. It's an opportunity to be able to approach their healing and their recovery in a different way and know that they're supported and seen in that, and that there is no one way for anything, including recovery. I don't by all means hate the 12 steps. I do dislike strongly parts of it, though. I will be honest about that. But I love the serenity prayer, for instance, which is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I mean, this is beautiful. It's profound. It's deep. It's all things that I really like and that resonate with me. Hey Goddess, I hope you're enjoying this episode of After Party the Podcast. I just wanted you to know that the After Party doesn't have to end here. If you want to keep the party going, check out my self-paced program, Conjuring Your Inner Truth, which I created to help women who are sober or sober curious, who want to get deeper about their relationship with alcohol by healing old wounds of addiction through the mind, body, and spirit. From here, you will automatically become a part of my private Facebook community, After Party, a high vibe community of sober women supporting each other's journey into sobriety with resources, chats, and live monthly events. You can check it all out in the show notes, but for now, it's back to the episode. I also really do like the idea of one day at a time, but not in a way that we shouldn't be looking too far ahead in our future and getting carried away, but more in the understanding that the present moment is the only time we have, from a spiritual aspect rather from getting ahead of ourselves. You know, manifesting takes place in the present, and so does being sober. So if you want to be sober, that happens now. My present moment living is what reflects my future desires. So one day at a time really works for that idea. Now, the first step in the 12 steps is that reminder of some of the things that do not resonate with me, which is being told that I'm powerless. Or maybe it feels like more of a reminder of being powerless in so many aspects of this world and in so many, you know, aspects in my life where I have been traumatized. So in order for me to recover from trauma, which led me to my addictions, I need to feel powerful. Within that power, I can then perhaps learn that I am capable of creating and living out an incredible life that does not involve self-destruction and self-sabotage. I don't believe women need to feel any more powerless than they already have been made to feel within the society. I have always felt like this so much. And then I read Quit Like a Woman, which I literally started reading 3 days into my current sobriety. And I was just like, fuck yes, this is the real shit. It's time women became powerful in their feminine and stopped looking for permission from masculine outsources, like the 12 steps, and the patriarch to tell them what it is like to be a woman or how they should feel about themselves or be behaving in or out of society for that matter, and in and out of recovery. So this past summer, I have became certified as part of She Recovers as a recovery coach. She Recovers is founded by two Canadian women, a mother and daughter, who are on Salt Spring Island, which is close to where I live. This organization speaks for all women in recovery, and their slogan is, we are all recovering from something. And they have resources for those who would like to use and follow the 12-step program, but they also support women in finding recovery holistically through their journey of honoring the mind, body, and spirit. This is the journey that speaks to me. And I'm so happy to be a woman who can support other women in sobriety with them. It feels great to be part of something that has really been created for women by women. Even the word recovery means to be healing and going through what's necessary to heal, which would mean to get to the root of something. And getting into those deep pockets we all have and mending those wounds. Really, the best way to find recovery is to be in it. And whatever that looks like for you, then go for it. Whether it's the 12 steps or shadow work, yoga, therapy, or all of it, finding what works for you is the most important thing. I know for me, I'm still learning. I don't plan on there being a time when I'm not learning and growing. So every time I learn and grow deeper into who I am becoming, and I'm just planning on that being a wise old woman one day. But until then, I'd like to keep on keeping on and keep showing up and being real and authentic, calling shit out that doesn't feel right or make sense, owning my power, and knowing who I am, and hopefully inspiring other women to do the same by moving through their shit and moving through their journey and feeling empowered while doing so. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate, follow, and share After Party the podcast. And if you're a woman who's sober or sober curious and you're on a journey of self-discovery, then check out Conjuring Your Inner Truth. It's that self-paced program for women who want to quit drinking, and it's only $99, which is a great deal. You can check out the link in the show notes. And of course, once you are part of Conjuring Your Inner Truth, then you're automatically part of After Party, a private community of high vibe sober women on Facebook, where we talk about everything sobriety, plus resources and live monthly events. So the party doesn't have to end here. Check out the details, and I will see you all very soon. Thank you.